Hey, my name is Kara Ann Marie Smith, and welcome to the Oh My Soul podcast, where we take time to explore the depths of who we are and what we feel. This is a safe place to be, to learn and to grow together. I'm a trained counselor and health coach and founder of Healthy Strong, a program that equips individuals to live soulfully, spiritually, and physically well. For more information, check out healthystrong.org. I also run Soul Sessions. Soul Sessions will equip you to invest into your emotional health. Learn to master and become mindful of your thoughts and create space to process your experiences. You can book your soul session with me today via soulsession.co. The soul is a term used to describe the very essence of a person. It personifies our mind, will, and emotion. The word soul used throughout the Bible is a translation of the Greek word psyche, which means a living being. Watch over your soul with all diligence. From it flow the springs of life. Proverbs 4:23. Now let's get started on today's episode. In today's episode, we'll be talking and exploring the concept, I guess, that I live a lot of my life from. And it's constantly expanding and changing, I think. The phrase that came to me about a few years ago when I was full of anxiety and full of stress and full of fear of what other people thought of my life, and even just down to even to what I wore, to how I spent my time, to constantly feeling like I need to hurry and constantly feeling like I needed to be everything at once. I needed to be fast, I needed to be thin, I needed to not care, I needed to be this chameleon that changed all the time. And I feel like this revelation, or I guess concept maybe, really does frame a lot of how I view the world and view others. And this phrase is walk slow. And I've written a song about it, so if you want to hear the song, it's on Spotify. Just type in walk slow and you'll get it there. But it is really about not just doing nothing, or not just walking physically slower. That is a trait of mine. Many times I am the last one walking from in a group of people, just because I enjoy taking in what I'm doing, and it is a call to being present more than it is a call to, I guess, actually being slower. But to be present, we have to be aware, and our awareness is one of the biggest parts of walk slow. Are we engaging? Are we connecting from the core of us, from the depth of us? And this is questions that I think only you as an individual can answer. You as your own, I guess, your own person, your own individual understanding of yourself in this season, your own awareness to, are you engaged with yourself? Are you engaged with others in a real and honest way? And also, are you engaged with beauty? The beauty that is in the broken, the beauty that is in the moment that you don't do well, the moment that you feel overwhelmed by the world, but you feel, you know, pushed and pulled in so many directions, of what you should do next, or how you should lead a room, or what you should wear tomorrow, that may or may not really communicate to the world who you truly are. I find Walk Slow comes to me in moments where they are my darkest, or my greatest performances, when I'm wearing the masks that I don't want to wear, or I'm giving in to this pull of what people think of me. Walk Slow comes to me in that moment when I feel my breath is so shallow and the lump in my throat is large, and it just calms me, reminds me that there is beauty in this moment, reminds me that if I just slow down a little bit more internally and sometimes externally, if I just take a moment and linger in this moment, linger in this room that feels like full of people, but actually there is beauty here. And definitely for me, I'm an introvert, so I like my own space. I like to be alone. I like to potter around my house. I enjoy that. And for those who don't enjoy that, this concept may feel the opposite of what you want and the opposite of how you pace your life. And if so, it still applies. Even in the pace that you run at, can you internally be slow enough to enjoy it? Not just to consume and consume and consume, but to really taste. I find this phrase for me, especially towards my internal world and my emotions, and even how I connect and worship and honor God, is compassion. Compassion is something that is a skill, I think, especially in our society now. It is a skill to have. It is a sacred, I think, skill to cultivate, compassion. But compassion towards self. I love being on my own. I love the phrases of self-care and all these types of things, but I know as well within myself that I'm not enough to make everything okay, and that's good, and that's okay, because that makes me human and that makes us human. But compassion towards how we function and who we are, and whether you like emotions or you don't, whether you run at a million miles an hour, whether you're afraid to step out of your door, whether you love people and you just want everyone to be together all the time, or whether you're an introvert and you just like to be with a book and a cup of tea, Walk Slow means that you're slow enough and aware enough to have compassion for yourself. I remember being challenged one time from a friend, really, of how I was speaking about myself. And I was just kind of going off on one, I guess, of, oh, I just want this and I should have done this and this could be better and this blah, blah, blah. Just carried on for a while. And they said, it doesn't really sound like you like yourself right now. And I just kind of stopped in my tracks and thought, oh, I don't like that. I really want to like myself. I think I do, you know, I want to. And this got me down this track of compassion. You see, the things that we think about ourselves, no one hears, and things that we almost say to ourselves, no one hears. But do we have the awareness to slow down enough of why are we running at a million miles an hour? Or why are we staying home when someone's invited us out? Or why are we keeping silent in a room full of people that are talking about something that you so enjoy and love and you don't input? And these are all things that I challenge myself in. All things that I find I'm not too sure. And that's why Walk Slow is a part of being present and being aware and revealing to yourself that there is someone in the room always that is supporting you and caring for you and cheering you on in everything. And that is the good father. That is God as a father. And I know many people will have different experiences of a father and of a dad, and I'm very aware that that's not always a positive thing. But I am aware as well that my journey of walks, though, has actually shown me the connection, not just to myself, but to a God that is a loving, caring, tender father who wants to hold my hand and walk as slow as possible. You know, if you ever walked with a toddler, they don't go fast. They go so slow, and they pick up everything along the way, and they're pointing at things, and they're stopping, and they're sitting down and taking their shoes off before you've even taken one step. And I think God is like that with us. He has the patience, and he has the compassion, and he has the awareness of us more than we do. More than we understand ourselves, God understands us. And I wonder what it would be like for us together to take the hand of our Father, not some tyrant or master that is pulling us along in this life, hurry up, get this done, make sure this happens, make sure this person's okay, but what if it is, let's just walk together in the cool of the night, let's just be together. Right now, in this breath, in this moment, whatever you're needing, I'm with you, I'm here. And I think there is a point when we either choose to give in, especially with a toddler, we choose to give in, we have patience, we choose to say, okay, this is going to take half an hour, and I wanted it to take 2 minutes to enjoy them. And I know life isn't always that way, and I'm not a mother or a parent yet, but even in my experiences with friends, children, or my nieces, I want to be with them. And I wonder how much more God wants to be with us. And walk slow is about attunement. An attunement from a Father who loves us. An attunement to a Holy Spirit who is called the Comforter and Helper. And if he wasn't meant to do that, then why would that be his name? I wonder. And there's something in what Brennan Manning actually says, who, if you haven't heard of Brennan Manning, Google him and buy all of his books. He's fantastic. But he talks about, in a book that he's written, he talks about a phrase, present risenness. And the present risenness is the presentness of God with us, of God in us. If we are the temples of the Holy Spirit, then there is a divine and sacred connection that you have with God always. Nothing separates that. Nothing changes that because of Jesus who died for us. And all things that are nice to say and all things that are lovely to put even in this podcast right now, but if we haven't engaged with where we're at, if we can't slow even, I guess, to the point of being toddlers, which I know there's somewhere in the Bible it says, you know, be like children and you will receive the kingdom. I want to receive the kingdom. I don't know about you, but this phrase, walk slow, really does come to me in the moments of distress and also the moments of enjoyment. Present risenness. Am I connected to God? Am I revealing compassion to myself in a moment that I feel like I'm failing or not doing the best I possibly could? And I wonder how many of us, you know, come down on ourselves so hard. And I've spoken about in other podcasts, you know, the way we speak to ourselves we probably wouldn't speak to anyone else that way. Sometimes it's good to challenge the way that we are speaking internally to ourselves. Is that a critic or that slave driver of performance, or that really harsh word of critique and anger and upset towards ourselves? I wonder if we had a little bit more compassion towards who we are and how we function, even if that's something you want to change, even if that's something that you want to become better in and you're not doing that, you know, I wonder how it would be. And when this phrase came to me from God, I believe, it was in the midst of many things. We had extreme money problems. I am Canadian and I was applying for a visa, and at the time all of my documents were lost in the post for about 6 months, and I had no idea where any of my ID was, all of our marriage certificates, both of mine and Josh, my husband, all of our documentation was lost, and every day was a stress point because I had no idea where it was. And we were living in a house with other people at the time, and I wasn't coping very well. I thought I was doing a great job, but I really wasn't coping with all of these factors. And I remember walking up a hill to a park that's just at the top of the hill called Alexander Park, and I was walking up this very steep hill and I was stressed. And I remember even the feeling in my body, everything was tense. Like I wanted so much to be different. I wanted even myself to be different. And I just felt this peace of God just whisper to me, you know, walk slower. Walk slower. Slow down a little bit. You're running into fear and running into the arms of doubt and running into the arms of despair before you even got there. Slow down and look for the beauty, look for the thing right now. Sure, it's just a tree. Sure, it's just a person, a mother and daughter holding hands, walking to their home. Sure, it's just leaves blowing in the wind, but maybe there's enough mystery and enough joy right there in front of you to connect you to the divine that is right next to you. And I wonder, even for us all, really, how often, especially in this world with updates and Twitter feeds and how are you statuses and vulnerability and what's the next fad, what's the next thing, have I missed out, that driver of how am I doing in this world, in this life, in society right now, that can become all consuming. And walk slow is to confront that pace of the world and that pace of society, and to settle back again into being children, the children of God, the beloved of God, the present risenness within us, that Christ died so we could have the fullness of Him, so that we could experience what it is to truly be loved by a good and perfect Father, better than any person on this earth. To walk slow, hand in hand, in the cool of the night, back to Eden, before anything went wrong. I wonder what that would do to our circumstances and our challenges and our views of ourselves. So, this week, or today even, or right now, you know, take a breath Look for beauty. Right now, you are being loved, not as theory, actually being loved. And to walk slow is to enjoy it. To walk slow is to take hold of the hand of God and walk into the valleys and walk into the darkest places and walk into rooms and places that we don't think we can, even in our hearts. Walk slow is a part of trusting. So I encourage you, be a child. Be curious, be adventurous. Be willing to slow down without a phone, without technology. And be who you truly were made to be. A child who has a father that is constantly loving them, to settle into the heavenly narrative that really does say, you're enough, you're okay, you're a brilliant human being, and you are loved eternally, relentlessly. With no apology, you are loved. So walk slow. Engage with the beauty of God today. And know that you are doing and being exactly as you are meant to be.